The Czech Republic became the latest country to record a confirmed case of swine flu on Monday, with the country's chief hygiene officer telling reporters that a 29-year-old man is infected with a virus. The man, believed to be a pilot, was diagnosed with a virus after returning from New York. Rob Cameron has been following the story and joins me now in the studio. So, Rob, Czech fears have come true.
They have, at least that's according to the chief hygiene officer, Michal Vít, who confirmed to reporters on Monday that, as you say, a 29-year-old Czech man does have the AH1N1 virus. Now, he said that the man, who's not been named, is in quarantine at home, along with 9 other family members and various colleagues. Now, the news server Aktuálně.cz reported that the man is a pilot working for Czech Airlines and appears to have been affected after coming back from New York, or infected in New York. Now, his condition is not serious, Mr. Vít said, saying that the only symptoms as yet are that the man experienced a certain shortness of breath when climbing the stairs.
Right, what about all the other suspected cases? How many are there?
Well, the Czech officials say that they have examined 107 people who have claimed to have had symptoms of what they said was swine flu, but obviously in none of those cases was the presence of the virus confirmed, and perhaps that's a reflection of the slight hysteria following the initial outbreak several months ago in Mexico. Now, the symptoms of swine flu include fever, body aches, headaches, coughing, sore throat, diarrhea, vomiting, fatigue and chills. In other words, all symptoms that can be associated with other illnesses.
Right, well, it seems that the hysteria you mentioned has calmed down in recent days and weeks, in fact. But is the Czech Republic ready to cope with a more serious situation if it should arise?
Well, that's the question, because the country only has enough stocks of the anti-flu medicine Tamiflu to cover 20% of the Czech population, the most vulnerable part of the population. That's according to the health minister, Dana Juráskova. But the World Health Organization recommends that countries have enough stocks to treat 30% of the population. I think the Czech authorities now are considering whether to increase their stocks of Tamiflu. Now, the WHO says that more than 12,000 people around the world have been infected with swine flu in 46 countries, and there have been 91 deaths, although it should be pointed out that 80 of those 91 deaths occurred in Mexico, where the virus started. These are the known cases. The real figure could be much higher.
Right. Rob Cameron, thank you for that.